This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. We're in a now moment that requires us to care to be in a place and space where we're in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, and our souls. We have so much available to us, so much information. They say, oh, well, this is the information age. No, this is the age of light. This is the age of triumph in absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. We're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that when you have been under siege for generations, and people who are living in this now moment are no longer responding appropriately, correctly, and directly to being under siege. When you live in a social and economic and political environment that your boys, your children can get shot down in the streets by those who are commissioned by occupation, given badges and whatnot so that they are supposedly serving the best interests of the community, and we have no real justice in that. When we are in a place and space where our lineages are being undermined by virtue of everything that they put into their mouths, when we have the corporate entities and deities of death that have first access to the minds and the hearts of your children in commercials, during cartoons, and all of children programming, then you all have responsibility, duty, and obligation to understand that you have duty, responsibility, and obligation to protect yours. See, our children are out here and they have no protection because those who are manufacturing, promoting, advertising, producing, and distributing the products of death are men and women, those who are the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people. Those who are the profiteers are men and women. Those who are the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people. Our children don't have the protection that they need because you have those ones who are adulterated who feel as though they have duty, obligation, and responsibility to make a doggone dollar any way they can. And so what the hell if we're poisoning our children and making sure that they have artificial colors and artificial flavors and BHA and BHT and nitrates and whatnot? So what if McDonald's is grinding up all of the dairy cows that were shot up with enough BGH hormones to make them produce over 3.5 tons of milk in their life cycle, and now your baby boys are being pumped full of female estrogens because you don't want to cook? We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that you have duty, obligation, and responsibility on behalf of the lineages that you represent to stand up on behalf of life, on behalf of light, on behalf of that is yours, as men and wombed men. We're here to protect our children. We're here to secure their path and their destiny. We are not here to be complicit and complacent with our own oppression, annihilation, degradation, deprivation, starvation, violation, incarceration, and all of that. And this is why we need to understand that there is absolute law that governs life and there is absolute justice. And see, y'all keep saying, oh, no justice, no peace. No, there is justice, honey. And the justice is that those who are the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death, their justice is death. But we want a really soft shoe, and you understand, y'all want to act like everybody have the right. You understand, the devil have more right to perpetuate his foolishness than we have to stand up in our righteousness. That's what you all allow. That's why y'all don't complain about Coca-Cola, Burger King, and McDonald's. That's why you rush to them. You make sure they have your money. They don't have to ask, but they keep advertising. They keep adding more garbage to their burgers. They be like, now they got bacon, they got cheese, they got eggs, they got everything to create heart attack, stroke, aneurysm, blood clots, and all of this. And you all act like they have the right to do that. You don't complain about it. You understand the fact that we're not complaining that you have those who are perpetuating the flesh of dead animals as food, the aborted fetuses of chickens as food, artificial colors, artificial flavors in all of the things that are being marketed to children. We have to have a whole other degrees of conscientiousness and care about what is happening in our communities. Capitalism does not authorize us to function outside of the order of the laws of existence that know that we are here to perpetuate life itself. We're here to exalt life itself. We're here to work towards the generational wealth and unfoldment and expansion of those who live now, and for there to be so many educated ones with your college degrees and your master's degrees and your PhDs and your managerial and organizational training and whatnot to work on behalf of those who are the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death is no step forward. It is several steps backwards from those who marched and fought and were beat up and knocked down and whatnot. They didn't want to let us into college. We would have been better off not going to college if college was only the thing that was going to license us and legitimize us to be able to perpetuate in a system that perpetuates death. Say, what good did college do you? Because there are those who feel as though they've arrived, they've made it, they got their degrees, they dress up every day to go to work and whatnot, but then they do not have the sense enough to understand what purpose in being is. People say they're 40, 45 years old, I still don't know what my purpose in life is. How can you get through elementary school, junior high school, college, and all these other degrees, and you still don't have any idea what purpose in life is? That's because your educational institutions have failed you. We should be in a place and space where everything, all of our institutions, our government, our religious institutions, our churches, our mosques, our temples, our synagogues, our education, everything supports us in knowing the sanctity and the sacredness of life itself. Everything should support us in our having an inner standing, an understanding, and a resolute standing with the intelligence of existence that allows us to stand. Everything should support us in exalting a full life's urge. Everything should support us in being able to function in the light and the truth of who we were destined to be as mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and whatnot. But because they don't do that, and because they put us in a position where we feel like we have more duty, obligation, and responsibility to our careers than we do to our lineages. They put us in a position where we feel as though we can go to work on behalf of the alcohol industry, the tobacco industry and whatnot, and market their products and do their advertising, and we got good jobs. We doing good, y'all. That's the lie. And I want you all to really understand, I'm not here to beat anybody down, but the reality that we have multi-trillion dollar industry that is supporting our death and our demise, our dysfunction, our degradation, our violation, our incarceration and whatnot, then you all should be offended by that. From the time we were little, our cartoons and our comic strips and our movies, everything dealt with the protagonists and the antagonists. It dealt with the forces of good and the forces of evil. And then we've grown up and we participate on one side or the other, or walk that middle line, and some days we're wicked and some days we try to be good. Some days we're wicked and some days we try to be good. But the days that you're trying to be good, you're still wicked. But you don't know that. The divisiveness that exists, our families being torn apart, the negativity that we are exalting and talking about each other, you know, the reality of what it is to be a world under siege that we're being warred against and we're not responding appropriately, correctly, and directly to being warred against. I saw a young brother with locks outside of the health food store yesterday. And he had a Coca-Cola in one hand and he had a cigarette in the other hand, but he had locks down to his shoulders. And so I said, well, I spoke to him as I went out. And then when I came back, I spoke to him again. I said, well, is it that bad that you need to be killing yourself? And he looked at me. And he held up the Coca-Cola and he said, well, this is my father's fault because they've been giving me this since I was a little boy. And so I held his locks. I said, well, this is saying, your locked hair is saying that you know who you are. And your cigarettes and your Coca-Cola are saying that you don't give it about who you are. And he could feel the genuine sincerity that I had for him. Because I told him, y'all don't have any time at all. You're being warred against. You can be shot down in the streets and nobody will do anything about it. But you're standing up here killing yourself. You're killing yourself. Okay, so you really are putting yourself in a position where you have no grace and no protection because you're killing yourself. And I said, people did not fight and struggle for you to be able to have access to all you have just so you can be all right with the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil penetrating you in every atom and every cell of your being. It's all in your liver and your brain and your pineal gland all throughout your body, and you're only 20-some years old. You'll be dead before you get to be my age. You keep doing what you're doing. He had to put the cigarette out. He said, I can't even smoke this with you. But how many people walk by our youth in the streets and see them smoking and drinking and whatnot, and you say absolutely nothing to them? How many of you, when you have the parties and whatnot, you make sure that there's alcohol and tobacco and reefer and all of these things? It's like, we can't celebrate anything unless the corporate deities of death are represented with their products. And see, this is what we've missed. In all of that we got, we are missing the foundational truth that we, as these living points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, cannot be certified, licensed, degreed, educated, religiously trained, and whatnot to be all right with the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, or that it has become popular and common activity and collective learning and education in the path of prosperity, and we be all right. It's not real like that, y'all. See, everybody want to give Dr. King kudos and give Malcolm this and give, but y'all don't want to stand in any greater degree of light than what they had. And it's time for us to realize that that is what our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to stand in a greater light than all of those who have come before us. But they got you scared. They have you scared to be right. They have you scared to be righteous. They have you scared to be that powerful, that vividly self-representing in the light and the truth of who you really are and what you really are is absolute and supreme intelligence. You cannot be afraid to be who you are and be all right. We've been given absolute law. And the absolute law is absolute love. And love is the power. It is the force of existence itself that holds all planets, all worlds, all realms in their orbit. And everything is giving and taking in of the very intelligence of existence itself. Everything is serving the purpose of the intelligence of existence itself. Except we have these people here who are serving the forces of divisiveness, sickness, illness, disease, and death, and making trillions of dollars in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death. You understand? They don't have to worry that we got education. They don't have to worry about, okay, well, we let them go to come to school. You know, they have equal opportunity. They can work anywhere they want to work. They can live anywhere they want to work. But what are we going to do? We're going to make sure that they are feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows. And when they think party, they think us. You understand? They are inebriated, intoxicated. And as long as they're that way, then there is no way that they can possibly have the right thought to do anything differently. And that's the situation that we're in. While everybody was asleep, enjoying their party, getting their party on, Monsanto's and all these other ones was raising completely up and robbing the food of its vitality, and Cargill and all of these other ones, while everybody was partying. And now we're in a place and space where you're waking up, and now you're feeling like, okay, there's nothing much we can do. And I'm here to tell you that there's more that you should be doing now. There's more in your consciously caring to be more. You understand? You can't get anything greater than who and what you are, but if you are glib about your right to undermine yourself, then there's no grace and protection that you can provide for your children. And that's what we're here to do, is to secure the exaltation of our lineages through our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. This is the real work. Everything in life lives to perpetuate itself. And that's part of the everlastingness about living, that each generation becomes more dynamic and more potent than the last. We're here on behalf of the whole of existence, to serve the purposes of existence, to strive for wholeness in our being, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, psychically, physically. And that will have its reward materially and financially. But we can never get anything greater than who we are. You understand? Your $20,000, $50,000, your million-dollar homes are not more valuable than your body, your temple. That's the first home. That's where we live, is in our bodies. And so when they talk about being homeless, you understand? It's like every dis-ease begins to exalt itself under the name of its disease. You understand? So homelessness can never be eradicated when you keep calling forward and telling the people that they're homeless. And not bringing forward to the reality that in order for them to be homeless or houseless, you understand, then there had to be other things that were there. And I'm saying it was the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all of this artificially colored, artificially flavored, all these nitrates and nitrites, all of this garbage, the alcohol and tobacco that literally robbed the people of their life force. Put them in a position where the more they indulged those things, the less of themselves was left. And we need to understand that these companies, as many of us they may employ, they are not our friends. They serve the purposes of divisiveness. They are the devil. And between the forces of religion that don't check it, you understand, the churches are not raising up and saying anything about this world-conquering rampage of divisiveness. They're not saying anything, really. They're really not. You understand? It's like, on one hand, they want you to feel as though your sinfulness is your right. They're supporting you in going to church and doing all of these things. And then at the end of church, you go downstairs in the basement, or you go to the picnics or whatever, and you feed off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the sodas and all of these things. And I'm just saying, is that why did everybody miss this? And now is the time for us to get it. You got to get it. If we don't get it, you will be dying. And that is the agenda, to make sure that everybody's dying, that you're not really living in the fullness of your potency, your power, your effectiveness, your self-mastery, your ever-unfolding, ever-expanding consciousness as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. The agenda here is sickness, illness, disease, and death. That's the agenda. And therefore, the justice is death. And that's why you've got to be intensely intentional about being restored in the light of the truth of the all that you are, is this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence. We know that destiny is off the planet. I'm just the one to tell you that we should not be dying. That they have you in a place where you cannot even begin to fathom the reality that you can make a transition from the planet without having died. For as much as they perpetuate Jesus and eternal life, and those you believe on him should have eternal life, but then they give you no practical application for that. It's all rhetoric. And I'm saying there's a practical application to how we walk and how we think and how we love and how we forgive and the mercifulness and the compassion and all of the spiritual alignment that we have the opportunity to embrace as duty, obligation, and responsibility as the children of God, to come to a point and place where we really care to walk in the sacredness and the sanctity of who and what we really are, because there is no other leverage that you can have in a system, in a world system that is anti-life and anti-Christ and anti-you. And for as many of us as there are, we have different talents, skills, and abilities, but the bottom line is we're sharing a now moment of eternity, and all of our gifts are enough to bring a balance and a wholeness to this life. We're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that the Creator doesn't make any mistakes. And that for whatever mistakes we've made, we can accept the correction and come to a point in place where we don't make the mistake of choosing death when we should be choosing life. And what I find as a result of consciously caring to support people in knowing how to reverse the issues that have crystallized in their tissues as sickness, illness, and disease, is that when you have been choosing death consistently for decades, then it becomes almost next to impossible for you to choose life. And that's where that, you know, you're in this grave because you've been really killing yourself this entire time. So you have to be intensely intentional about choosing life. It has to be something that wells up from deep within you. You have to be consciously committed to the clearing and the cleansing, the purification and the renewal, the rebirth and regeneration. And what I found out with my mother, and when I served Mrs. Coretta Scott King and so many of my other elders that I have had responsibility to serve, it is my duty, obligation, and responsibility to serve them, but they could not hear me. They hear all these other ones that wrote all these books, all of these white ones that wrote all of these books telling them that they can eat this and eat that. And I'm telling them, no, you have to cleanse. It's not that you just need raw food. You need to cleanse. And you all have always heard cleanliness is next to godliness. No, cleanliness is godliness. And I remember with my grandmother when I was a little girl, everything had to be spick and span, immaculate and whatnot. We had our Saturday chores and whatnot. I learned how to strip floors and polish floors and buff floors and all of that. You understand? And she had the plastic on the couch and everything was clean, except they were feeding us the flesh of dead animals, the aborted feces of chicken and pus and mucus of cow, so that the filth was in us. And where there is filth, then you are creating detriment. you become open and receptive to demons, worms, parasites, maggots, all kinds of things that put you in a position where you risk your life, you risk your clarity, you make bad decisions. It makes you lust for things that you should not lust for. I'm just saying is that we have to understand that your body is your home. This is where you dwell. This is where you live. And the condition of your body lays foundation for the quality of your thought. It shapes your perspective. And that's why we are all in so many different places, because we have been raised under the thought that we can eat anything we want to based upon what our appetites are. And therefore, we are not harmonious. We're divisive. As families, as communities, as businesses, as cooperatives and whatnot, it's very, very difficult to really come to any real degree of power when everybody's on a different frequency and commitment to living. And so I'm here to encourage you to realize that in our now moment, it is necessary for us to be on the same page. And that same page is our commitment to being, our commitment to living, our commitment to our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, our renewal, our rebirth, our regeneration, our rejuvenation, our revitalization, and our revivification in the light and the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. Greatness is in all of us. But we have to want that and to know that greatness is not necessarily about everybody in the world knowing your name. It's not necessarily about fame and fortune. It's about you being accountable in any and every now moment to do that which is yours to do. And leaving other ones greater as a result of your having influenced them, touched them, met them, embraced them, communicate it with them, particularly our youth. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care to live, care to be remembered, care to walk in the fullness of ourselves, because anything less than that is insufficient under a world-conquering rampage to divide and conquer us under an agenda that is genocide. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for preparing to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phone and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful and so thankful for you, and consistently prayerful that you are always being inspired to greater heights and depths of your own being. I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, and how do we respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. It is our now moment to care, to be able to respond correctly and directly wherever we are, by remembering that we are always dwelling by virtue of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose presence is all there is as existence itself. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is that which beats our hearts and breathes us. It upholds absolutely everything, and everything that exists within its own very presence. And by virtue of its presence, there is absolute law. And the fulfillment of the law is absolute love. And love is the harmony of the truth of existence that we exist within the very presence of this absolute and supreme presence. And our duty, obligation, and responsibility as these points of its presence is to strive consistently to be truly reflective, to be expressive, to be vivid in our integrity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of it. And because we have never really properly been oriented as to what the purpose in being on the planet actually is, and to see the condition of the people of the planet, knowing that the planet in and of itself is a living being that is animated by this same absolute and supreme intelligence, and she, as the forces of nature and the creatures, are definitely deserving of their liberation. And their liberation will require that those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, no truth, no respect, no reverence, no regard for being harmonious with it and harmonious with the ways of existence may soon cease to exist. And that seems to be an unfathomable thought for so many. But I'm the one to say if it's conceivable, then it's achievable. And when you are in a place where you have no regard for the laws of existence and you act as if there are no laws of existence, then there is no way for you to be continued in existence when you are in violation of that which maintains and sustains you. And so it's necessary that we are caring to be rightly aligned with that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that we will no longer make excuses for why it is we have the right to be wrong, why it is you have the right to be willfully disobedient, disrespectful, disregarding, dismissive, and acting as if there are no laws. But then you break your necks trying to harmonize yourself with the legalities and the statutes of a system that is lawless. When we are in harmony with the whole of ourselves and we are applying ourselves towards our wholeness, then it's easy to live in the regard and the respect and the reverence and worship of wholeness. It's easier to really have an understanding and an understanding of the brotherhood of humanity and humankind, and to know that nobody has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, or that which we refer to as God, to work against it, to undermine it, to think that there is some prosperity working towards the detriment of any portion or any part of itself. And so for where we are now, our care to be cleansed, to be cleared of the violation, the mistakes, the anger, the frustration, the resentments, the unforgiveness, to be in a place where our spirit is lightening, our hearts are light. We are not carrying the burden of anger and madness, because we are consistently acknowledging and rejoicing in the reality that there is an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts and breathing us, that has the earth in flotation and rotation, the sun blazing, and there is absolute order everywhere. And so the disorder and the chaos is not because it's an inherent part of existence. It's because there is a disrespect and a disregard and a disobedience to the laws and the order of existence. And so our now moment is pregnant with opportunities for us to really accept the correction, be corrected, and to live the rest of our lives in a greater glory, in knowing that there are no forces, no bosses, no governments, no objectives and agendas of men that have power over the laws of God, the ways of God, and the lives of the godly. And so it's necessary that we come to that place and space within our own hearts, minds, and spirits where we care to be cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and to realize that these bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses that dwell upon a planet that is an intergalactic spaceship already moving in the heavens, and our duty, obligation, and responsibility to really allow for the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence to permeate and penetrate us in every atom and every cell of our being, to be anchored within the very fabric of our being so that we are brilliant in it as it, to be the vehicles and vessels of its light, its love, its wisdom, and its truth, to dwell in a perfect peace and a perfect poise, to call unto it, to know how to love it with our whole being, our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, to master ourselves to the degree to which we are really resonant in the frequencies of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth that gives us an absolute leverage and power over the ungodly, over the lawlessness, that allow us to be the salvation and the salt of the earth, so that when the phalanxes of angels start scouring, and they are already scouring the earth to see where the light is actually dwelling in the reality and as the reality of the people, to know that the places that are devoid of it can be overturned. We can be the salvation and the saving grace of this world if we so choose. But we cannot continue to act as if there are no laws for us to be obeying. That just because man's way is mandate and they've allowed you to think that God's way is optional doesn't make it so. And so this now moment for us, it's ours to grab hold by letting go, by releasing, by surrendering, by submitting to the order of existence, the laws of existence, the love in being, and being loving to the degree to which we honor and respect our body temples, and to know that our bodies are divinely designed and designed divinely. And we must breathe in order to live. And to master our breath allows us to come to greater degrees of mastery of our thoughts that allow us to truly oxygenate ourselves, to come to a point and place where we are partaking consciously and fully of the life force of existence with each and every breath. And that life force is charging us. For it is the breath of life that animates us, that is an absolute necessity for our living. It is not the food, it is the breath, and it is the water, and it is the air, and the infinite intelligence that permeates it, penetrates it. And so as we are having the realization that we are very porous, that we are water, that we should be light bearers and light beings, then understand that that light cannot truly be reflected properly when it's held in so much mucus and pus and acidity and rot of carcasses and fetuses and alcohol and tobacco, in all manners of unnatural, toxic things that men produce. And just because it's common, just because these things are sold everywhere, does not mean that we should partake of it. For all of the religious training that we've gotten, for all of the fairy tales and all of the comic strips and all of the books that we read and were read to us, there was always a protagonist and an antagonist. There's always this play between good and evil, and then we grow up not knowing who's who and what's what. And so know that that which is constituted as evil is that which is facilitating distortion, disruption, degradation, violation, anguish, suffering, warfare, pain, divisiveness. For our being in a place of mindfulness, that we cannot love being the agents of chaos, corruption, violation, madness, anger, frustration. And then think that because you go to the mosque, you go to the churches, you go to the temples and all of that, and you pray and ask God and hoop and holler and scream and all of that, that you have salvation. And salvation comes when you are literally bringing the peace, being the light bearer, having that inner standing and understanding as to how to stand harmonious with existence itself. To be in a place where we care to do that which is truly facilitative of optimum cellular functioning. And to realize that when you have a man or when you have a people who take over another people, their objective for those people that they've conquered and taken over is not to create optimum cellular functioning. It's not to put them in a place where they are able to truly be vivid in their own self-expression as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence so that they are functioning supremely intelligently. They had the intention that they can just do what they're told to do. And our systems of education have supported us in being able to sit still, do what we're told to do, do our assignments, turn them in, and be obedient to those who exercise authority over us. But never having supported us in being under the authority of that which beats our heart and breathes us, giving us license and excuse to feel as though we're entitled to undermine ourselves and ourselves, feeding us with all manners of garbage, defiling our body temples so that the spirit that is in these body temples charged on the blood is defiled as the blood itself has been defiled. How do we know? Because we see all of this disrepair, disenfranchisement, dissatisfaction, discontent, homelessness, hopelessness, drug addiction, alcoholism, rape, violation, abuse. And so if we really care to live our lives, then let's live our lives and not be all right with dying. And people will say all the time, I ain't scared to die. I'm saying, but why are you killing yourself? And why are you scared to live? Why is it such a major pain for you to give up that which undermines you? How is it that you can listen and listen and listen and still feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all of this garbage and drink and smoke and be high and all of this, but then you want to be respected as intelligent people when intelligence does not undermine itself? And so we want you to be in a place and space where it truly matters. How you walk and how you stand, how you live and how you love, how you will be in a place and space of mindfulness, carefulness, to function in the integrity of your own authenticity, to be in a place where you are able to access your unique and special gifts that are your heritage and your inheritance through the activation of your DNA as a result of your clearing, cleansing, purifying your body temple so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are being completely re-enthroned in their temples. this now moment is ours to raise completely up, to come to a point where we are obedient unto the call that is being issued from the exalted realm for the children of light, the children of God, the children of love, the children of truth, those who care to be continued in existence, to take charge and to come into leadership. And the leadership is leadership in love, leadership in light, where you are completely committed to the process of maturation and stepping out of the discontent, low self-esteem, and violation of adulteration, being adulterated, no longer what the Creator intended. And just because it's common does not mean that it's the best condition for us to be in. And as we accept the perfection of existence and knowing that the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it has created a way to perpetuate itself throughout circumstances and situations, conditions and whatnot, that it always rises, so that we are in a place and space where we should be consciously facilitating, cultivating our lineages and the wealth of ourselves. With each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, we are animated by an absolute and supreme presence that is maintaining and sustaining realms and worlds. And yet we have no faith in it to facilitate the healing within our own selves. But then to realize that in order to truly give it authority in your life, you have to stop doing the things that undermine yourself and yourselves, and to begin to do everything to facilitate the cleansing, the deprogramming, reprogramming with the conscious intent to walk in the integrity of the truth of that which you truly are, as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme presence who is supremely present. And the only supremacy that exists, exists by virtue of its own presence. Because it will outlast, outlove, outplan, outplot, outthink absolutely everything and everybody. So in light of the establishment of the eternal order, in light of the actuality and the factuality that we dwell in the reality of eternity already, then accepting and understanding how to perpetuate and how to facilitate conscious immortalization at the cellular level is where wisdom really begins. It's the care to be vivid in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be supremely intelligent so that we do not work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, and that those who are the perpetuators and the legislators and the facilitator of sickness, illness, disease, and death will surely meet their own sickness, illness, disease, and death. Why would we participate with it? Except that there's a distrust and faithlessness and disobedience and disregard to there being inherent purpose in existence and the exaltation of life and light and wisdom and truth that facilitates a true poise and a true peace that is the foundation and the root of all prosperity, is to respect the reality that you are the gift and you have been blessed and are being blessed with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. There's nowhere you can go and anybody can add anything to you that is greater than you, and anything to be added to you that can facilitate your greatness, and then it would be wisdom that will allow you to partake fully of it. To come to a point and place where we're no longer reaching for death. Clearing and cleansing ourselves from the inebriation and the intoxication that turns our blood into sludge, that defiles our spirit, that marginalizes and incapacitates us from being able to truly think and to truly create, to put us in a place where we're in a 30-year lull, that you're just hanging in there. And with all of the hanging that has been done to us as a people over the years, let us not hang and hang out and be hanging in, but let us cooperate, harmonize, and collaborate in our resurrection. Coming to a point and place where our conversations are enhancing, enriching, healing, clearing, clarifying, and supporting us in being in the integrity of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and our connections are filled with love, so that everything and everybody that we come in contact with are benefited because of our conscious intent to be beneficial. There are those who have the intent to subjugate and dominate and usurp and bastardize and undermine, but those ones will not live for very long. And because we already dwell in the realm of eternity, then it matters how we're centered on this planet in the midst of the eternal. It matters what we're bringing into our body temples, and that we are creating greater fluidity of life force through oxygenating ourselves, hydrating ourselves, mineralizing, alkalizing, and facilitating opening up all channels of elimination, so that those nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and all of these chemicals that were in all of the things that they were in, that came into our pores, came into our mouths, came into our body temples, that we are utilizing the earth, the sun, and the water, and the breath to truly clear and cleanse ourselves, so that we are literally creating the blood of life, the blood of Christ, the bloodstream that facilitates an exalted consciousness that is harmonious with the laws of existence itself, the quality of consciousness that is aware of itself as all there is, the quality of consciousness that can be communicated with by angels and the spirit guides and guardians and ancients, and to be under the auspices of one's soul. We're in a now moment that requires us to really think very deeply about what we care to experience and to create with the rest of our lives. Because the laws are working all the time. And if you are unconscious of what you're creating, then when it shows up, then know that you had something to do with it. And we can recreate. And the greatest recreation that we can do is the recreating of ourselves and the integrity of our alignment with the truth of ourselves as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and that we are dwelling intelligently in the supremacy of existence itself. There is nothing that is greater than it. And killing ourselves suicide,
homicide, genocide, participating with it, being complicit and complacent, to be co-conspirating, puts us in a place where we cannot truly honor our lineages when we do not honor ourselves and the gift that we've been given, that is life, that is breath, that is intelligence, that is divinity. And so I encourage you that in your acquisitions, in your going to get real about being qualified for continuance in existence upon the planet as well as beyond. Get real about your clearing, your cleansing, your consecration. Get real about standing in the light of the integrity of who you are, in your right alignment, your righteousness. Get real. In participating consciously with the reconciliation, the reinstatement, the restoration, the realignment, and the resurrection of a fallen humanity and humankind. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of a resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG.